Hello everybody and greetings from Jyväskylä, Finland. This is Merja Laamanen and my colleague Mikko Niskanen from the IT services of the University of Jyväskylä. We'll give you a short presentation about learning infrastructure, online facilities and learning management systems at the University of Jyväskylä. We both work at the IT services of the university, training and supporting the staff and the students in online learning. First, a few words about studying and also teaching in the University of Jyväskylä. We have a long tradition of various ways of studying and also teaching here in the university. Well, first, of course, students can go to the traditional lectures, but we also have a large variety of online lectures, and many lectures will be video recorded for the later use. So the students can use those video and audio recordings supporting their study. And of course, there will be books, electronic books and articles that they can use. And there are also various face-to-face discussions and meetings, but also online discussions and meetings are very popular, especially when not all the students spend all the time in here in Jyväskylä, but they may be studying abroad or working at the other side of the country. While there are many possibilities for individual studying, but also for group work, both face-to-face and online. And students can also do exams, like the traditional ones with pen and paper, at certain time and certain place. But they can also do electronic exams in learning management systems or in a particular place for that. We'll talk about that later in this presentation. And of course, there are all kinds of assignments, essays and project works that can be given for students. So there are lots of possibilities. A few words about the learning management systems here in the Jyväskylä University. We have three different platforms that teachers can choose. It's up to them which one or which ones they want to use. Well, first we have Moodle, which is probably familiar to you all. At the moment we're using the version 2.7, but our Moodle will be updated soon to version 3.1. In addition to Moodle, we have Optima, which is a commercial learning management system originally from Finland. It's also in the international use, but it's originally Finnish made. Moodle and Optima offer about the same functionalities for teachers and students. So some teachers prefer Moodle and some prefer Optima. It's up to them which one they want to use. We also have an in-house developed clone-based Koppa, which is a kind of minimum version of learning management system. You can use it for lecture material storage and returning course assignments, but that's about it. So, for example, there's no possibility for online discussions or group works. If you want to use them, you have to use either Moodle or Optima. But those teachers that only want to share their slides and materials and give students the possibility to upload their assignments, that's fine. They can use Koppa. And here's an example view of Optima. A word about sharing videos and online lectures. We have a Plone-based in-house developed video sharing website called Moniviesti. It's our video publishing platform. We sometimes call it the YouTube of the University of Jyväskylä. Both teachers and students can upload, share, watch and download online videos to Moniviesti. And we also have other tools to record and share videos and audio files in learning management systems as well. So I want to point out that it's not only teachers recording videos and sharing them, but it's possible to give an assignment, a task for the students that they should record a video file and share it to other students or for the teacher. So for example, in the teacher training department or linguistic studies, they are using this possibility quite a lot. And we also have an Adobe Connect for web conferencing and online lectures. So for example, this presentation is made in Adobe Connect. And then we also have various tools for group work. We have wikis, blogs. We have both Google Drive and Office 365 as the organizational versions, so the Jyväskylä University versions. So they are available for both the staff and the students to use. We also have various tools inside the Learning Management Systems Optima and Moodle that can be utilized for group work. For example, a group diary or sharing writing areas for writing essays or creating documents together collaboratively, or online discussion lists, or various tools for peer review and feedback. There are many, many possibilities here. And then next, Mikko will tell you about the electronic exams.
Of time. Okay, so we also have electronic exams in our university, and we have two kind of electronic exams. One is scheduled assignments in our learning management systems, COPPA, Optima and Moodle, so students can complete assignments regardless of time and space, so they can be at home while studying or working abroad. And then we have electronic exams that students can take independently in the electronic exam room that we have at the university library. And in the room we have camera surveillance, and there is also limited access to the area, so students have to sign up for the exam first, and then they have a period of time and that they have to go to the exam room during that time. And here is a few pictures about the electronic exam room. So there is computers, and there's also electronic tables, so you can lift up or down the table if needed. Then we also have tools for guidance. We have a plagiarism detection system, Urkund. And then we also have RefWorks for managing references, and you can use this with Microsoft Word. And then we also have a Corppi study data system where is personal study plans. And the Corppi is in-house developed system. And examples of the services, there is study plans for students. There is a calendar. We have added all the places in our university to the Corppi system, so student can easily check the time and place where he or she must be in the time. And of course there's a registering for courses and exams, and there is transcript of records. Here is picture about our learning environments in one picture. So we have Optima, Corppi, COPPA, Google Apps, Moniviestin, electronic portfolio, Moodle, Confluence, Connect, Urkund, Yammer, exam refer. So we have pretty many applications to use. Thank you.